Are you lost, perchance? Well, you seem to have wandered far from the revels of the ball. And if I was being ridiculous and very suspicious, I would even hazard that you followed me. I'm sorry. I jest. I'm not good in social situations. It's why I needed quiet, some respite. The ball is very fine, and I find myself somewhat overwhelmed. No, I do not believe we have met. I guess you could say I'm a distant relation. Very distant. But it's hard to know who's who with the masks we wear. It is a masquerade after all. Tell me, why did you follow me? And indeed, why have I felt your eyes on me all night? Your mask does not hide your blush. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm just curious. Thank you, I think. Well, it's... I've been called beautiful. I've been called interesting, but I've never been called bewitching. It's close to the truth. The reason I am distant family. I come from a line. Well, let's just say that my great-grandmother was a bit of a black sheep. She was accused of witchcraft and driven from the castle. But time heals wounds, and family is family. Blood is blood, and I missed the castle. Well, I say missed. I've never been here. Far too young. And the flight took place over 150 years ago. But I feel as if I know the castle. Stories, pictures. It's almost as if I walked these very halls. My name. What do you think my name is? Well, if I have bewitched you, surely you know my name. Do you know my name? Then speak. Well, it would appear that I have bewitched you. My name is Honey. And yes, I am aware it is a somewhat unusual choice. The castle. It's just a flight of fancy. But I would swear I can hear the walls talking, sighing. I am a strange girl indeed. Does that scare you? Dangerous words. It excites you. So tell me, how do you know the family? It's a very exclusive ball. A politician. Impressive. But I'm not surprised. Something about you. There's power. Influence. A bright future. I wouldn't say a fortune teller, but it's a party trick handed down through the generations. She wasn't called a witch for nothing. Your future. But of course. And you won't even have to cross my palm with silver. But I will need your hand. Let me hold your hand. Trace the lines on your palm with my finger. And all will be revealed. You're very close. Are you shivering? Yes, it's cold in here. The fire gives out no warmth at all. Maybe mocking you slightly. But I find my own heart beating quicker. And color rising in my cheeks. Your future. I see two paths. I see a choice. One path is light, family, happiness, boredom, tedium. Not very interesting. The other is unpredictable. I see passion, danger, darkness. No, darkness isn't always bad. Darkness can mean something to be discovered, unknown, adventure. The choice, I'm afraid I can't see. It's almost as if it's still being decided. No, not by you, by someone else. Who? Yeah, let me look closer. Close your eyes. I won't hurt you. Close your eyes. Kiss off the palm brings the future closer. My breath is cold. Remember, the fire's not giving out any heat. My fingers are gentle, teasing your future to show on your skin. Open your eyes. Look. It's not permanent. It's a mark of the future. It's a rune. Who is making your choice? I see a woman. A woman of mystery and passion. Intelligence. With murky intentions. With a mission. A mission of blood. And the choice. I see a spark, no, a flame, a moth to a flame. It's indistinct. As I said, I'm not a fortune teller. You can take your hand back. You do not wish to. Then let me hold it. Let me stroke the back of your hand with my thumb. Comfort your racing pulse. I find I like having you close. Listen. You can hear the music, but not the people. It's almost as if a spell has been cast. We are the only two left. Not mortal magic, darling. It's something else, something darker. Do not look at the walls. Do not look at the fire. Focus on me. Focus on my face. On my mask. Would you like to see under my mask? Yeah, let me remove it. Struck silent. As I said, I have been called beautiful. Many, many times over the years. Centuries. The castle talks to me. Tells me how much it missed me. Oh. This is not an ordinary castle. It was built with magic. And the bloodline runs through the family. But they deny it. They root it out. But blood won't be forgotten. Blood won't be denied, and it came back. It came back ever so strongly. In me. I did magic without even realizing. As a babe, I caused fires. So, I ordered my nursemaid to kill me, to smother me, lest the secret be revealed. But she was a kind woman, loyal. She had a healthy fear of magic. And return of what happens when you go against it. So she took me away. We disappeared, and she brought me up in the deep, dark wood. Wild. And like the castle, it spoke to me. It called to me. In the deep, dark forest. There are many. I don't want to scare you. Your pulse is already racing. Let's just say there are things that are other. Unseen by mortal eyes. And they taught me. And I learned. I listened and I... Don't speak. I became powerful. I focused my hatred. And I embrace the shadows. The light of family did me no good. They hunted down the nursemaid. They killed her. Slaughtered her like an animal. I was in the shadows. I held my breath and I disappeared. That was many years ago. Many, many years. I've traveled, become more powerful, but I never forgot. I never forgot my birthright. I never forgot my inheritance. Until the portents were right. The moon is full and bloody. A moon of vengeance. It was so easy to gain entrance to the party. Pretty girl in a mask. Fine clothes. Of course she must belong. I didn't expect to find you. Shh. Be still. Focus on me. Focus on my eyes. Lose yourself in them. I felt your eyes on me and it was like needles. You are an aberration. You are not something I planned for. You are a jewel. A rare jewel indeed. In your heart is potential. Potential for a good life, family, daylight, boredom, tedium. Oh, not for you. You have potential for something far more interesting. A darker path. One with passion, lust, blood. You pull away, but your eyes, they flash. Shh. Let me look at your palm. That choice, it's distinct now, clear. The time to choose has come. Your choice. Return to the party. Where there are no people. And the music is magical. And a funeral song. You'll survive. I will give you that much, but your life will be haunted. Not by the tragedy, oh no. By the road not taken. Boredom tinged with regret. Such a life. Chasing something that you'll never ever have again. Or. Come closer. Embrace me. Kiss me. Let me taste your blood. A darker path. One of sensation, gratification, of excitement, of me. Your heart is beating. I know you feel it. Make a choice. Choose sunlight and boredom, steeped in regret, or darkness, a bloody moon, and a witch queen by your side. How tentatively you move forward. The good in you, it fights, it resists. Because you are strong, you have strength. But your heart longs for me. You are as close as anyone has ever been to me. In all my years, I've never embraced. A queen needs an equal, one of power. Kiss me and make your choice. Now, show me your neck. Shh, won't hurt. It will hurt. But you'll enjoy it. Blood. Oh, I can feel the potential. The power. Oh, it is boundless. Listen to the music. Dance with me. Don't think, just feel. Sensation. My body. Listen to the castle whispering. You are mine, my consort. There are no regrets, not anymore. There is only the future, power, influence. This is just a start. With your charisma, your influence, that winning smile, no one will stand in our way. Our future is assured. Look at your head. Can you read what it says? Can you read the rune? Honey, it's permanent now, because you're mine, and darling, you are bewitched, without escape, and you chose us, you assigned yourself to this fate, cast yourself to the darkness, and all, the fall will Now let us dance. Dance until the moon falls. And all memory of this family is dead. Dance with me, my beloved. My consort. My. Just. My.